All right. Welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. I haven't recorded in a couple weeks. Just because since the last time we talked, I had spoken about starting to get a plan together in order to kind of change my life. And I might have, since it's been so long, shit, I don't even remember what I talked about. But I think it was along the lines of eating better, drinking less alcohol, and working out. And 2 weeks into that program, just about 2 weeks, I think, maybe a little less than 2 weeks, but that's going all right. Hang on a second. Oh, man. So, it's going all right. Been to the gym a handful of times. Probably about 5 times in the last week and a half. Almost, yeah, 10 days, which is a week and a half, I think. Maybe 13 days or 12 days, but that number is irrelevant. Basically, I've been there more times in the last, 2 weeks than I have been in the last year. So that's a good thing. It's never I don't think it's ever a bad thing if you go and work out at the gym. So that's what's been going on that front. For the most part, I've cut my drinking down. And for a while, I was feeling a little better. I was just like, all right, like, this is what it feels like to be healthy, then cool. But then, man, like, I really, like I said, just really wanted to be positive about this. And it's so hard to be positive in a world so filled with negativity. Some of it is self-imposed. But some is just kind of society and other things just kind of really weighing me down right now. Starting, I guess, with physically. Recording this episode today with just like this heavy burden on my fucking body. I don't know what the deal is, but I feel just like absolute shit right now. Like my back is just killing me. I feel like I'm like Batman, like after Bane was done just abusing him. Like, I was just like, I'm gonna fight you. You're the reason that there's so many problems in the city of Gotham. And I'm gonna take you down. This is my city. Oh, shit. Hang on a second. Every time I talk like Batman, for some reason, I have to sneeze. Which makes me wonder how, like, Christian Bale did that voice without just like losing his fucking like control over everything. So so yeah, sorry to break out of character out of the dialogue thing I was working on, but alright, so that's Batman, and Bane's like, well, Batman, I'm going to break you, and then I'm going to break your city. So you use the shadows as a way to avoid confrontation, but it is in the shadows where we are our strongest. And so I feel like Batman, after I just got a lecture from a British guy in a mask, who just broke my back. So, dude, that's a long way of saying that, like, my back just hurts right now. For whatever reason. And I didn't even sleep well. I slept, fell asleep at like 10:30, woke up at like 3:30, was up for like an hour and a half, and then went back to sleep. So I guess my sleep pattern was a little altered, but no more than usual. And as you can hear, I'm like sniffling like awfulness. But to make matters worse, I'm driving in my dad's baby truck right now. And oh man, it's great audio. We call it the baby truck, me and my sister Jenny, because it's literally like a couple of trucks just like banged, like bumper to bumper, and banged and created like a truck that was like smaller than other trucks. So in essence, it just looks like a baby truck. And I don't think my dad appreciates that we call it that. But what's he going to do about it? But the whole reason I'm driving the baby truck is because my car is now in the shop. Because somehow along the way I'm leaking coolant, which is, I guess, necessary to keep the engine cool so your car doesn't overheat and like blow up or something. I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know cars. Like, I don't know shit about cars. And you know, that's where I'm like a mechanic's dream, I guess, because they could be like, oh, I go to get an oil change, and they're like, oh, we need to repair your Spetzer valve. And yeah, this and that, and I'm just like, sure. If it's broken or it needs replacing, I guess, take care of it. And so, yeah, my car's in the shop. Hopefully it's something minor, because I just don't think I can afford anything anymore. Like, I don't understand what happened. Like, for all my years following college, I never worried about finances. It was never an issue. I paid all my bills, went out drinking and everything like that, and I'd never had any problems with anything. And then all of a sudden, over the last 2 years, I don't have, what's it called? Shit. Like, you know, parents don't have a lot of money because they got to pay bills and all that shit, and kids do have money, so like that's why advertisers like target the kids, because they got like spendable income or something like that. There's a fucking word for it, and I'm just being such an asshole right now by not remembering it, but whatever, moving on. I guess like extra money or spendable money that isn't required to pay bills or rent or anything like that. So I used to have a ton of that kind of money. And for whatever reason, now I don't. And I don't know why. Everybody blames the economy for everything, but, like, I don't get it. Unless things... Because it's not like... Okay, sure, gas is, like, $3.80, but it's been in the high threes for the last couple years now. Ever since, like, it spiked, like, over four, now it's, like, it falls somewhere down around, like, $3.20-something, but it never drops below three anymore. So people, you can blame that kind of stuff, be like, well, everything costs more expensive. Like, I know groceries have gone up in price. A lot of things, like, you know, like fucking I was at Walgreens, and like a 12-pack of soda cost $5.69. $5.69 for a fucking 12-pack. I was like, good Lord. And like, I know, like, I don't smoke or anything, but like cigarettes cost like $8 a pack. So yeah, things cost more and everything, but yeah, blame the economy all you want. But it doesn't seem like it's that much. Maybe just every little bit adds up. And the thing is that at my job, like, I don't make any more money than I used to, I guess. Like, I mean, if I got a raise, it's like I got like a 60-cent raise over year over year. It's like, woo, you know? God, don't push out the cake and sing happy birthday to me, and you know, don't make this all about me. Don't give me this grand surprise and be like, oh, thanks so much. You guys are so generous. Because a 60-cent raise is basically a slap in the face. I mean, more money, I guess, is always good. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather take 60 cents over nothing. But that's just kind of a fucking insult. Like, we're not even going to give you a full dollar we're not even going to give you closer dollar. If they gave me like 78 cents or 89 cents, be like, look, we couldn't give you a dollar, but we'll meet you pretty close to it. Well, they'll get like fucking 63 cents or something. It's like, yeah, it's just barely above, like, you know, 50 cents. Come on, get the fuck out of here. So, I guess this has turned into like a bitch about the economy, a bitch about everything kind of a rant here. But my financial situation's fucked up. And granted, I don't help myself. That's the worst thing about hate about me. Like, in the year that I lived with my mom, what I don't understand, I lived with my mom a whole year, and I didn't pay rent. And so it's like, that's $600 a month I'm paying right now. Where did all that fucking money go? I didn't, like, save it. I'm in no better shape than I am right now financially than what I was a year ago when I wasn't paying rent. Like, all my credit cards are back up at that rate. Like, you know, like the amounts that I had on them before. So it's like, what changed? I mean, one of the whole reasons to stay there was to save up some money over the course of a year, and I didn't. So I'm just kind of like going like, what the hell? And like I said, granted, I don't help myself out by over the last 2 months since January 1st, and today's March 1st, so it's like 2 months already in the book on 2013, I've spent $600 on two season tickets, two 20-game pack season tickets for the Milwaukee Brewers. That's $600 I definitely didn't need to spend. I have bought a new TV, a 42-inch flat screen, when I already had a 32-inch. There was nothing wrong with it. Spent $400 on that. I spent $350 on a new phone that's better and bigger than my old phone. But even though my old phone did have some problems, it still worked as a phone. So I didn't really need to do that. What the fuck else did I buy? I bought something else fucking stupid. Where it's just kind of like, I don't know, I paid a lot of, it's just fucking dumb. I mean, this is all stuff I like. Don't get me wrong, I love going to Brewers games, and I spend a lot of time on my phone as far as surfing the internet and texting and shit like that. And there were some problems with my old phone. And I do stay at home a lot and watch TV and movies. So yes, I'm going to use all three of these things. But when I'm facing like financial difficulties, do I really fucking need them? No. It's not important to my existence. So it's just, I'm just a fucking idiot, basically. So that's why I never discuss my financial matters with anybody, because I know it's all my fault. 100% completely my fault. So what started out as what should have been a celebration of something, because yes, I have put myself in a position right now to succeed, I guess, as far as my health goes. Everything else around me is kind of falling into disarray again. And the problem with me is kind of, I'm one of those kind of people when like something goes wrong, I'm just kind of like, fuck it. It's very disturbing and very alarming. It's just kind of like, if I'm doing so well in one aspect, everything, basically everything needs to be clicking. Everything needs to be going all right for me to be in 100% working order. If one fucking thing goes wrong, I'm down to like 10%. I could just fucking lose it. And so as I say, like, if I'm doing good, like, health-wise, and as far as, like, not drinking, not eating, you know, eating right and everything like that, then I need everything else to kind of go right too, or else I fall off the wagon. Like, and so, like, you know, like I said, I'll just get upset one day. Like last night, so fucking mad about my car fucking up that I went to McDonald's for dinner and just, like, eat awful food. Like, and I'm upset at myself for doing it. And I'm just kind of like, what the fuck, man? Like, this totally goes against everything I've worked on for the last, like, 2 weeks. Like, it just, it's, and it set me back, I don't know, 2 steps or something. Like, and then, like, you know, like Wednesday night, I drank Wednesday night. And yeah, that sets me back another step. And so it's just kind of like, what the fuck, man? What am I doing? But it just goes to show, like, just how kind of fucked up I am. Like, I can't fix my fucking life because I'm not mentally strong enough, I guess. If you're mentally strong enough to, like, you know, go through all these challenges and come out all right on the other side, you're going to be okay. And I'm just not. I'm not very mentally sound. And right now, dude, I'm cramped up inside this baby truck all fucking, like a fucking pretzel. And it's not helping my back at all. And, dude, I'm way too big for this fucking car. This is, like, one of the most uncomfortable cars I've ever sat in. And, like, my leg is all cramped up right now because it's, like, I'm, like, basically on top of the fucking steering wheel and on top of the gas pedal. I guess I got the seat pushed back as far as I can go, but, I mean, this is, like, a little cramped cab. So it's just, like, it's fucking awful, but it beats hitching a ride to work, you know, following the unwritten book of the road by blowing some dude to get where I need to go. Or, like, taking the bus. Like, I guess I'll take the baby truck if I gotta choose that over, you know, taking a shot in the mouth. So, it's just not helping my overall mood right now. And like I said, this is just a one little thing right now that'll just spiral me out of control. And this is, like, one of the reasons why I hang out by myself so much at home. Just because I get such a foul mood. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to be around other people. Like, at least I have the sense and, like, common courtesy, like, slash decency to not take the shit out on others. Or to not, like, be around others when I get like this, like I am right now. I just be like, fuck it. And I just, like, you know, hide away from the world and just, like, I'm not going to, like, saddle you with my fucking problems. That's why I talk to you as in, like, the recording device right here, because I know nobody out there is listening to this. But that's why I talk to this instead of talking to other people about my problems. Because nobody wants to fucking hear about my problems. Everybody's got problems. Shit. And it's just kind of, like, fucking awful. Just so fucking sick of everything right now. All right. Hey, don't let me merge. That's cool, pal. But you're a big truck. Fucking big truck just cut me off. When these two lanes, like, go down to one. But what am I going to do? It's my daddy. I'm fucking baby truck. What am I supposed to do against big truck? Be like, you're like, daddy. It's like, but you never let me do anything. You never let me, like, go out and cruise the strip at 11 p.m. with the other trucks. And he's like, son, they're just not big enough. He's like, I'm a Dodge Ram truck. I'm big. I got one of them Ram boxes in the back. I got a Hemi. What you got under your hood, son? You got nothing. I'll be like, daddy. But daddy, I'm just a baby truck. Like, and he's like, that's why you're never gonna be able to go out and do things. You can't pull a boat behind you. I can pull a boat. I got a Hemi. And I'll be like, daddy, that's no fair. You can't judge me for being a baby. Like, I am just a baby. Deal with it. And so, how much I can fucking do in, like, a fucking normal-sized truck. That's probably not, it's not even one of those big trucks. It's just, like, a normal-sized truck. Fucking normal truck cut me off, and I can't fucking deal with it. So, I'm just pissed. Like, I'm just upset. I'm just upset about everything. And Man, today is going to be one fucking long day. As I hope that I have the ability to kind of just shut the fuck up. That's basically it, because when I get like this too, everything that everybody does, everything they say, their smiles on their faces, their, what are you doing this weekend? Oh my God, like I've got, you know, my son's recital and fucking shit. Like it just fucking pisses me off so much. When somebody laughs at a joke, I get upset. When somebody just like waves to somebody else, fucking just drives me off the fucking wall. And I fucking lose my goddamn mind. And so it's one of those things where it's just kind of like, I just think, I'm like, maybe say a little prayer and just be like, you know, just give me, God, just give me today. Give me that ability to just mind my own business and just tune everything else out and keep me from talking. Basically, because I'm a bit of an asshole. Not a big, I guess I'm a giant asshole. And I pretty much, I'll just say shit. Just be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, Jesus Christ, nobody wants to fear about your fucking son. Nobody gives a shit about your dog. Like, fuck your dog. I hope it runs away. Like, I mean, I'll say shit like that. Like, I'm just like a fucking asshole. And so it's like, man, I'm better off. It's one of those things, like my mom always told me, if you don't have something nice to say, then don't say anything at all. So today is one of those days where it's just kind of like, just don't even fucking say anything. I'm getting it all out right here. Everything I need to fucking say today is during this drive to stay alive, part one. Like, after this, I'm done talking until I get back in the car this evening and record the second half of this. So hopefully by then I've calmed down a little bit, because where I am right now is no fun for anybody. Even, like I said, even though nobody listens, I do. I'll go back and listen to this episode. I'll be like, Jesus Christ, man, why are you so angry? What the fuck's wrong with you? And that's because that's me at a different time being able to reflect back on it and just being like, man, in the grand scheme of things, like, you being upset right now is not important. And that's the helpful part of this thing, is that it kind of really locks, every episode is really kind of locked in the moment. This is how I feel right now on Friday, March 1st at like 9:20 something in the morning. Like, this captures how I feel right now. And I'm never gonna be like this again. These situations that are happening to me right now are so incredibly unique. It really helps to put a perspective on everything. It really helps to make me understand my life better. So this has been an incredible journey so far. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's been interesting for me to kind of be able to take snapshots of my life and just kind of like be able to look back on it. So I feel extremely uncomfortable right now, and I have a feeling it's not going to get any better when I'm sitting in a fucking office chair all day. And honestly, it's like, if I had my way right now, I would just stay home and drink all day. Just fucking divulge into a drunken stupor of a human being. But like I talked about before, but with all my financial woes, at this point I literally can't afford to miss a day of work. I just can't. Unfortunately, I need money way too much. It's awful. I hate being in a position to have to do it. But, like I said, I've put myself in that corner. I've backed myself in the corner. And now I have to deal with it. So, that's kind of like my fucking jail sentence I gotta deal with. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I wish there's one thing I could change, it would be that. So, well, here I am. Time to go to work. Gotta make that money. Fuck. And, well, this is, the drive to stay alive for now. We'll see you later. All right, here we are. Gonna close out this episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. And weird thing about it is I do believe that it actually is coming that this second half is coming about a week after I recorded the first half. Or close. The thing is that my format for this is always record on the drive to work, usually Monday morning. And then that's the first half on the drive to work. And that's usually kind of when I'm the angriest, when I just, like, really have, like, it's Monday morning, going to a job that you don't like. That's kind of when you're the maddest. It's kind of when you hate your life the most. At least I think so. I mean, me personally. And everything kind of, you know, gets better from there on. Because it's like, well, we got that over with. And so, then I usually record the second half on Monday afternoon. Because at working the 8-hour shift, although I really didn't enjoy my time at work or anything like that, it kind of gives me that time to just kind of cool off. I might still be angry when I leave the work, you know, because of something that happened during the day. But chances are I've really kind of settled down and gained some kind of perspective that whatever was bothering me in the morning, it just doesn't really bother me much now when you kind of look at the grand scheme of things and just, like I said, just take a minute to just cool down and just, you know, let it blow over. But I had intended to record this second half a little closer to the actual, I guess, first half recording. But shit happened. I think I had, last time I was recording was like Friday, maybe. I think that's what it was. Sounds about right. And because I was riding the baby truck, and I was talking about how, yeah, my car was broken, and yeah, I did talk about how my back hurt. I woke up Friday morning, my back hurt. All right, this shit's all coming back to me. All right, bear with me. So yeah, because, all right, everything's broken, basically, is kind of the point I was trying to get at. And my car's broken, my back's hurting me, my bank is definitely broken. I think when they say break the bank, does that mean, like, spend a lot of money, or does that mean make a lot of money? I don't know. But they use the phrase, like, break the bank. Well, that one really broke the bank. And I think my bank account is broken, but that's in a bad way. I also kind of feel like my health is, aside from my back, kind of taking a downturn as well. And everything is just kind of fucked up. Like, I don't feel very good about anything in my life right now. And it really sucks because, like I said, I was on this, like, really good kick over the last, like, couple weeks. And even just mentally, Jesus Christ, turn on your fucking headlights. Why do people, like, put their fucking brights on or have these, like, halogen lights that are so goddamn bright? It's like, look, if we're out in the country where there's, like, nothing, fine. Get really bright lights so you can see if there's, like, animals or shit. But if you're in the fucking city, like, don't get bright-ass lights. All they do is fucking shine, like, right into my goddamn, like, rearview mirror, and I can't see a goddamn thing because the reflections are hitting me in the fucking face. It's a goddamn asshole. Thanks a lot for, like, getting right behind me and tailgating me and shit. So, obviously, even though I am on the drive home right now, I'm not happy. I'm not in a good mood. I'm not feeling great. In fact, I hurt my back on Friday, and it's still hurting me. And so it's making me think, it's like, shit, do I gotta go, like, to the doctor? So I don't go to doctors. I mean, I know, like, they help you and stuff, and, like, they give you medicine, or they make sure you don't die. But, like, I don't go to doctors because, like, I don't need a doctor to tell me that I'm in poor health and then pay him, like, $1,000. Be like, duh, pal. It's like, your back hurts because, you know, you threw it out humping my mom last night. I'd be like, oh, so you did hear us. I don't need that. Unless something's, like, really seriously bad, like, where I'm just kind of like, ah, fuck, you know, like, if my arm breaks in half or I'm, you know, gushing blood, the fact that it's, like, I need surgery or something, like, otherwise, like, fuck doctors. I don't have that kind of money to be tossing around like that. So hopefully this isn't something serious, because right now I'm just ignoring it, hoping it'll go away, which is one of the worst things you can do. But before this, I was kind of stretching, and I have been, like, using some muscles that I probably haven't used before. And if my back goes away, like, back issues go away, I'm going to go back out to the gym and start working out again. Because this weekend really made me feel like a piece of shit. Like, and not to say that I'm going to be, like, this big fitness buff or anything like that. But, I mean, I like going to the gym, like, every other day, like, every 2 days, every 3 days, like, just kind of to pop in there. I mean, I didn't like it. Nobody likes it. Well, maybe there's some freaks out there who love going to the gym, but, like, I don't like going to the gym. Work is hard. I don't like to work. And so, but it wasn't like it was a hindrance. It wasn't like, it was just, it was. And, like, I felt a little bit better, but not really. I didn't lose any weight. You know, you're not going to lose weight, like, right away, but I felt a little bit better about, I guess, myself. And then this weekend, I really wish that I could have done something better, because I just felt so fucking worthless. Sitting around on my couch, I couldn't get up to walk. I couldn't, like, well, I could, but, like, it hurt a lot. And I just sat there, and I'm just like, this is fun. And it was awful. It really was awful. I hated, like, every minute of this. And it's funny, because it's like, I laugh to myself, too, because that's the kind of shit I do anyway. Like, when I get home tonight, if my back wasn't hurting me, I'd probably still sit on my couch and work on my website or whatever. It's not like I lead this very active lifestyle, but it's the fact that the choice was taken away from me. Like, I'm fine with sitting around doing nothing if that's what I choose to do. I get no issue then. Then it's my decision. But if I feel like I have over the past 4 days, and I physically am unable to do it, it's just kind of like I have a disability, or I have a terminal disease or chronic pain or some shit that, like, prevents me from living my life. Like, it's just, how do people live like that? I mean, I couldn't do it. And the thing is, like, yeah, like, I'm big. I always have been. But it's never held me back. It's held me back from doing a pull-up or running for a mile or walking up and down 8 flights of stairs. Like, I mean, it's held me back in a way that I'm not physically fit, I guess. But like, I've always still been able to do my job at Miller Park, where I'm walking around and carrying shit at times and, you know, sitting down, crouching, bending over, shit like that. Like, it hasn't prevented me from doing that. Now, this year might be different. I know I'm probably at my all-time worst shape right now, which is crazy considering how bad I've been in the past. But it's just the fact that, like, I was doing pretty good a couple years ago, and now I'm really bad. It sounds so fucking stupid just to talk like that, I guess. But it's there's no way to really classify it or qualify it or put a label on it without having, like, the specifics, such as, I guess, what I weighed and what I used to be doing. I mean, it's just, it's a really hard thing to kind of put, I guess, put a number on it. I just know. I know because I can feel that I'm not doing well. And so, hence the whole I gotta get in shape thing, and I should have started back in January. But the fact that I waited till February just kind of pisses me off now, because maybe I would have been able to avoid this back injury had I started earlier and just kind of conditioned myself better. So it's like, for the first time in my life that at least I can think about, I've been incapacitated for a couple days and just really not able to make my own decisions or to be able to even try to improve my life if I want to. And it really sucks. It really, really sucks. I absolutely hate what I'm going through right now. Hopefully, this is just a temporary setback, and that, like I said, I'll only be like this for another couple days while everything just kind of heals up again. And that would be nice, because then I can go back to life as usual. But then hopefully I've also, like, learned a lesson. And the fact that, like, I won't take this kind of shit for granted and just kind of be like, this is what it's like to be immobile. And you see shit all the time on, like, the fucking learning channel and health channels, whatever, like that, about these people who are, like, 600-700 pounds or whatever, and they're bedridden because they physically can't support their own body mass. And it's like, that could just as easily be me if I just, like, don't take care of myself. Like, I'm headed in that direction. Because I'm 31, and like it or not, like, I'm not getting any younger. And this back injury has taught me anything, is the fact that, like, this is only the start of, like, shit that can go wrong with me. Next up will be, like, my knee, or, I don't know what else would really happen, besides, like, my knees or my back. As far as my weight is concerned, my feet or my legs or something, like, and it's not a fun position to be in. It just kind of makes me, like, gotta take all this shit seriously. Like, one of the reasons I don't stress out a lot, it's because I don't take things seriously. I'm very easygoing. Just kind of don't let shit bother me. It's out of my control. Case in point, I just picked up my car from the shop. Tomorrow I'm going to have to go give the guy $250. And there's shit that's wrong with it. Some ball joints or struts or something like that, that are going to cost me more money than I'd stick into a car with 160,000 miles, especially an American-made car. So, basically looking at the last legs of this car. Which sounds stupid to say because cars don't have legs. They have wheels, idiot. But I'm just going to have to pay this and then I guess start looking at new cars. Not new cars, but a newer car. And it really sucks because I don't have the money. I could do this shit right now. Because of my, I guess, not being serious. And then when just say, like, fuck it, and I'll be like, well, I'll take care of that later. I'm not going to worry about that today. And now I got to start worrying. I can't goof around anymore. Like, it's fun. It's nice to not give a shit about a lot of things. But if I'm going to die in 9 years like I say I'm going to, then fuck all my debt and saving for the future and that kind of stuff. But chances are I'm going to live. And then I do have to, like, worry about things. And it really sucks because I've never been one to worry. I just kind of like, let things happen. It happens though. If it works out, it was meant to be. If it doesn't, well, fuck it. So I'm faced right now with, like, a very hard reality. I just really can't screw around anymore. And I know, like, this sounds stupid to anybody. Fuck, who am I kidding? I was just saying, anybody listening to this, but nobody listens to this. It sounds stupid because the majority of people my age have a wife or a husband and kids and a house and a dog and a mortgage and all the other shit that, like, makes you be responsible because you actually have to care about another life except for your own. And yeah, I do have my cat. But fuck, he's gonna be alright if I don't care about him. He's gonna lay out the food and he's fine. So it's not like I really have to be responsible for anybody else. Because I don't. I really just have to kind of take care of myself. And everything else will be fine. So it's, I'm not gonna act like my life's difficult. Or there's just, like, a lot of shit I gotta deal with, or so it's actually kind of pathetic for me to, like, sit here and be like, yeah, I gotta get serious about my life, when there is nothing serious in my life to be serious about. But I'm really kind of skating on a slippery slope here, man. I don't want to be skating on a slope, but I guess I'd just pull out words and phrases that I've heard before and be like, yeah! And I was talking about standing pat that one day. Oh, this shit doesn't really make sense if you think about it. So, oh, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, since I've never had to be responsible, I don't know how to be responsible. Still, to this day. Fucking this old. And I still can't take care of shit. It's fucking ridiculous. I can't handle my life. And there's nothing to handle. So fucking confused. I just don't know what to do anymore. It just seems like every time I try, I mean, look at this. I don't understand. I've been through so much fucking shit in the last couple of months, couple of years, that it's like I finally get some kind of reward. Like I was talking about with the Brewers on Deck thing. Finally get, like, a good thing happen to me in my life. And I'm just like, well, thanks. This is karma finally paying me back for all the bad shit I've been through lately. And that's what happens? my back goes out while I'm trying to work out and get better, and I got to put $250 into my car. It's just like, wait. Like, I was trying to do something good with my life. And it's just kind of like no fair. It's just like, come on, man. Like, dude, I just want to be normal. I just want to be like everybody else. And they say, like, yeah, like, what doesn't kill you just makes you stronger or whatever like that. And yeah, I'm probably going to learn some lesson along the way. Like, I've definitely learned a lot of things. I learned how I don't want my life to be through all this hardship and constant struggle and shit. But it's like, why can't everything just work out for me? Like, even, I mean, I don't understand not putting any work into this and then asking for things to work out for me. Yeah, then fuck it. Things shouldn't work out for you if you don't try. But I finally tried. I spent my whole life not trying. Finally fucking try, and then shit happens. Just makes me want to stop. That's just what they'd be expecting for me to do. That's what they want me to do. They want me to quit. I'm going to show them. Once I get through this, I'm right back at the gym. I'm going to show them that I'm not a quitter. Even though I am. I'll be quite honest with you. I am a quitter. I've quit my entire life. I'm broken right now. Everything about my life is broken. Like, physically, emotionally, mentally, monetarily, whatever other illies you can attach onto words, my life is broken. And I don't know what to do. I guess I've been living with a broken life for all time. I only know things to be broken. So it's just kind of like, now I gotta figure out how to fix them. And I have no idea how to do that. And it's fucking scary. I don't know what to do. So, I doubt this will be the last time that you hear about some shit like this from me as I try to fix everything. I thought I was, you know, back on the right track. And maybe I was. Maybe I was on the right track and this is just a speed bump. Shit happens. I mean, on this drive to stay alive, like, you're not always going to go the right direction. Like, you're not always gonna get there in the quickest route. Sometimes you're gonna run out of gas. Sometimes you'll need some repairs. I mean, like, whatever other car analogies you want me to throw out, I can do it. Because this life does really compare to, like, a drive. And the main point through all of this, if something breaks, fix it. If you run out of something, fill it back up. Because the most important thing is that even though you just don't feel like anymore, and you're just kind of like, just ready to pack it up and just give up, the most important thing is that you keep driving. You have to. Because life is incredible. Life is beautiful. There's so many wonderful things that I've yet to see or experience along this journey. And I deserve to figure out what those are. And I'm only going to get there if I keep on driving. So, that concludes another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. Anxious to see where this leads us next. and how long this current malady that I'm facing continues. We'll see. Like I said, the important thing is that you just keep on driving, my friends. So, we'll see you next time. Hopefully the path's a little clearer. And I got something to guide me. Because, still, so many months later, I still have no fucking clue what I'm doing. Or what's going to keep me alive. But guess I'm around to still figure that out. So we'll see you later.